This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean. U.S. President Trump says that he did order the drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani because he had a solemn duty to protect America and its citizens. Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Mr. Trump said that Soleimani was the architect of several attacks against Americans and was planning more. Mr. Trump said that he took action to stop a war and not start one.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president also said the United States is not seeking regime change, but warned Iran that it must end its actions to destabilize the Middle East, including through its proxies. The president's remarks came after the Pentagon announced it was preparing to send more than 3,000 additional troops to the region after Iran vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. From Capitol Hill to foreign capitals, there are worries about what comes next after the strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qasem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And this is VOA News. Bushfires burned dangerously out of control on Australia's east coast Saturday, fueled by soaring temperatures and strong winds. They had firefighters battling to save lives and property. By mid-afternoon, Victoria had 19 fires. Wales rated at emergency evacuated warning levels, and New South Wales had 11 rated emergencies, with more than 100 others burning across the states. Authorities have said conditions could turn out to be worse than New Year's Eve, when fires burned massive tracts of bushland and forced thousands of residents and some holidaymakers to seek refuge on beaches. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says at least two more people have died and more communities are threatened by the wildfires.
23 confirmed deaths to date, and we are facing another extremely difficult next 24 hours. This is taking a very heavy toll, with more than 1,500 homes already lost.
In Mallacoota, Victoria, the skies turned red and then dark due to the fires. The town experienced similar conditions on Tuesday. More than 5.25 million hectares or of land has been burned this fire season. French police shot dead a man near Paris on Friday after he went on a knife rampage in a suburban park, killing one person and seriously wounding two others. Reuters' Emma McCarthy.
The attack happened in the town of Villejuif in the southern suburbs of the French capital. Officers cordoned off the area, with ambulances and police vehicles lining nearby streets. Junior Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the emergency services response.
At this time, I would like to salute the quick response of Paris police personnel, especially the personnel of the anti-crime brigade of this area, who intervened very quickly.
The prosecutor handling the case said witnesses were being interviewed, but declined to disclose details about the attacker. The two injured victims are being treated in nearby hospitals.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy, and indicted associate Rudy Giuliani will be giving more records to the House Intelligence Committee.
A U.S. District Court judge in New York has granted a request from Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas to turn over to the House Intelligence Committee documents and data that were seized by federal investigators when he was arrested in October. His attorney says he wants to provide more information, including batches of documents seized from his home and the contents of one of his iPhones. Parnas and another man, Igor Fruman, have played key roles in efforts by Giuliani to get Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation against Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Parnas and Fruman have pleaded not guilty after being indicted on federal campaign finance violations.
AP's Jennifer King. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend, the last weekend of 2019. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Yes, and so with this edition of Music Time in Africa, we are saying goodbye to 2019 and hello to 2020. Most of the songs in the playlist in this edition are some of the best songs from 2019, some of our favorites and your favorites. We also have a song of the week from 2019 out of Ethiopia, presented by myself and Salem Solomon from the VOA Africa Division. The song's called Kilogbin. Also, near the end of the hour, we're going to pick up with the second part of the interview I had just last month with Fancy Gadam from Northern Ghana. Yes, so if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I featured the first part of that interview. We broadcast live together at Diamond FM in Tamale, Northern Ghana, back when I was in Ghana. So we're picking back up with the second part. And here you're going to hear about his new Dream album. It's a 13-song album that just dropped. He also tells the story of his record-breaking award win at the Ghana Music Awards. And then what's next for Fancy? Find out and listen to a few more of his brand new songs on the Dream album and my induction live into Ghadam Nation. Yeah, so everybody, sit back, relax, and enjoy this very last edition of Music Time in Africa 2019. We're starting off with Show Majozi from South Africa. This is her newest single of 2019 called John Cena. Now, if you don't know John Cena, he's an American professional wrestler, an actor, rapper, and a television presenter. And Show just has loved him for years and years. She even described that when she was little, living up in the northern part of South Africa, she lived in a village. They didn't have too much entertainment around. They had one or two TVs in the area, and they always watched John Cena on TV. So she dedicated this song to him. It's awesome, and it is on fire, John Cena.
John Cena, some man I get buff like John Cena. He used to be cool when I used to come to you. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Some girl I want beef like Tigina. Some girl I get beat, I'm Serena. Some girl I get wild, I gotta get loud. I gotta take shots like tequila. Kutulia labda huna kelele takareka na Belinda hata mimi mwenyewe ungependa situlia wakati we unaenda mbele lakini mimi nimekupenda though I don't know why you like a criminal hey, we were just together though on the same line why pressing into though some man I act rough like John Cena some man I get buff like John Cena he used to be cool when I used to come to you now you wanna act tough like John Cena
G
some gala want beef like Kayina, some gala get beat up Serena, some gala get wild, I gala get loud, I gala take shots like tequila. John Cena, someone I get buff like John Cena. He used to be cool when I used to come to you. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Some gala want beef like Kayina. Some gala get beat, I'm Serena. Some gala get wild, I gala get loud.
All right, that was Jan Sina by Sho Majozi from South Africa. Hello, everybody. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Moving right next door from South Africa, we go to Zimbabwe. Here's Ja Preza with Sadza Ne Muriwo. That was Ja Preza with Sadat Namuriwo. This is Heather Maxwell. You're on Music Time in Africa, the last edition of 2019. Moving to Morocco now with this single by Hatim Amor. This is Bla Unwane.
جيت نحيدو من بالي امي انتي زاد هبالي واه علي بيا ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه ما يأمل الدنيا ولا اللي كنت حبيبي عمره ما يساني وما يساني وما يساني ودار فيا اكثر من اللي دار وفي عدياني ويمسي حياني مدر بحساب العشرة خلاها فيا حسرة وايلي على مكتوبي كيف يجي يوم ونبره نمحي من بالي في مرة وما يبقاش محبوبي وبقيت كي شي صغار مكتوبة بلا عنوان بابور ضايع في بحور يستنى البر يبان ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه ما يأمل
يلي وانتي عليا بعيدة بعيدة راني من بعدك مخلوق
Friends, this is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. So now we move to Mali. Here's Dangana by Ma Damba. This was one of my favorite songs from her album that was released in 2019 called Hakili Kele. Now, Miriam Traore, a journalist from our Bambara service here at VOA, describes the song and the artist this way.
She's greeting them about how strongly they've been working hard and trying to make their life more successful. Paris, July, Dangana. July from Paris, you're welcome. July from America, you're welcome. Bamako, July, Dangana. July from Bamako, which is the capital of Mali. So I like this woman. I like her. She keep our traditional up so people cannot forget about our roots. Especially Bambara language, because she always speak in Bambara and sing in Bambara. It's a whole fashion for us as a young generation. We can keep that in our mind. So I love this woman. I love her song too.
Traore.
Yes.
I Traore.
And say, I Dangana.
Here's Dangana.
Bamande unyoi Nekwani barode anisro baro Kumabe baro chamana nyana fimila Hey Janyoma nyimake Negabla negala nega kusangala madunu. Negabla negala nega kusangala madunu. Blomba kono boli foroko. Nikona juma fanya jute smagara. Eh.
Yes, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Ma Damba with Dangana.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Okay, from Mali to Seychelles, here is Grace Barbé with Mardilo. She sings to kids, hey, let's get together. Let's move. Let's dance the Mardilo. Saute bâton. It's a tradition to celebrate and preserve. Mardilo, jump the stick. Ario Mardilo, Mardilo, jump the stick.
Ayo, Mardilo, Mardilo, saute bâton.
Grace Barbé. Now we've got one more amazing song from 2019 to listen to. It's from Nigeria. Then we go to Song of the Week. And after that, Fancy Goddam, Part 2 from Tamale Ghana. Okay, so you probably know, if you know anything about Nigerian Afro beats, Afro pop music, that 2019 was the year for Tenny. This is just one example why. Billionaire.
Wanna make love on the moon, dancing to my tunes. Is it too much? It's not too much. I wanna be a forest if wishes were horses. Is it too much? It's not too much.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and now it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Today's Song of the Week is titled Tilok Bin by Rahel Getu, and I have with me my very esteemed colleague from the VOA Africa Division, Salem Solomon. Hi, Salem.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about this.
So let's listen to the song for a minute and we'll come right back and chat about it.
Let's do it.
Woo!
سألت يا ماي فتوم السماي من اللي سوي اللي لو ماركشة سمو بيهون بي يا كالاتي كنيتي كن فرما موشا يا زيما يا زيما يا سبي من نشا من رشا من نشا من رشا من نشا من رشا عالمين أولاني سوما لني سوما يتفاشي زيما
I already love this, her voice, the beat. So tell me, what is the song title? What does that mean?
Tolobing is like saying that this is my faith.
So she's in love with this person. She's saying he's her world. She's saying he's, you know, her breath, basically. He's the reason why she's singing.
Oh, all right, let's listen to some. Tilokbin. Am I saying that right?
Tilokbin, Tilokbin. She's like, what am I going to do if he doesn't show up?
Oh, really? So where is she? Is she waiting for him?
Seems like she's just, you know, fantasizing about it.
Oh, wow. All right, so tell me, Salem. This is our, you know, 2019. It's the last Music Time in Africa of 2019. So how does this song fit in with your 2019 world?
What I love about this song is how it really mixes modern sounds with instrumental, you know, traditional instruments. You could hear in the background the drum, mm-hmm. the traditional drum, mm-hmm. and also the masinko, which is a single stringed, you know, instrument.
Fiddle.
Yes. And so the reason why I'm bringing up the composition of the song is because I feel like the future is a fusion of, or 2020 for me is a fusion of modern and traditional and an appreciation of roots with, you know, modernization.
That's awesome. Nice. Oh, yeah. Let's hear some more. Gosh, and now this breathy.
Yeah.
We're in here dancing. You guys can't see us, but we're having such a good time. We're doing our shoulder shake.
Just warming up. And also that sound that you mentioned, it's mostly, especially if you go to the Amhara region in Ethiopia, you always have that sound, you know? It's like, it's so, makes you feel like you're alive, basically.
I'll say, know? Although when I try to do it, I feel like I'm going to die.
Like there's something wrong.
Let's listen to the rest of this. Next of being a panic again. Lemon, what that you and that to do? That's so petty. I ask you for a day. And I'm with Salem Solomon. We're both in the Africa division right here at the Voice of America. That was
Tilopinye.
Yes, by Rahel Getu. Thanks so much for joining me on this Song of the Week.
Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And so we wish everybody a happy new year with this amazing Song of the Week.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Boy, boy, yo, guy, yo. Well, the music makes the music man survive. You know this, your while I say.
Yes, it's your boy Samini, and you're listening to Heather Maxwell, and it's Music Time in Africa. Achoo! Boy.
All right. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. We are listening to all of the great songs from 2019, and in particular, one interview from 2019 from Northern Ghana, Tamale, with Fancy Gadam. Now, this is part two of the interview I had at Diamond FM with original sound boy, Samed Gaida. And I played you part one a few weeks ago, so this is part two. Here you're going to hear Fancy and me and Samed Gaida talking together. Fancy's describing his record-breaking award that he won on the Ghana Music Awards a few years ago. And then he talks more about some of his songs and about his tours and what's next for Fancy Gadam. Here we go.
Yes, so we're still here, Diamond 93.7 FM. So much, if we're going to talk with this guy, we'll talk the whole day and we'll still not be able to talk to it. Because the vibe is there, so much information and all that. So how many songs are on the album, the latest one?
Yeah, so on the album, I have 13 good songs, yeah.
13 songs.
13, yeah. 13
songs. All right. That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. I have one with Stone Boy. I have one with Mr. Easy. Mm. I have one with Kofi Kinata. I have one with Kofi Moly. I have one with Kwesi Atta. A lot of people on the album. And you can check it out. Apple Music, Fancy Gadam Dream Album. Everywhere, MacBook, everywhere online. If you want to have Fancy Gadam's music, you can hear it. Yeah.
So, what's next for Fancy Gadam? What should we expect?
Yeah, you could see the concert of the Dream Album was, like, you know, it was lovely. People came out to support me.
And in the rain.
In the rain, yeah. And I can't leave it here. It had to. I'm going to tour with the album. So after Tamale concert, I'm going to tour the whole Ghana. My first stop is Koforidua. After Koforidua, I'll be doing Greater Accra. And after Accra, I'll go to Kumasi. After Kumasi, I'll go to Takoradi. I'm going to tour with the album, the whole Ghana. After the whole Ghana, then I'll now look up to going into Europe.
Wow, so you're just on the beginning of this next new phase. Dream.
Dream.
Ooh. So what happens? Do you ever break down, like, when you're doing a tour? How do you keep yourself from getting sick when you're on these tours?
Oh, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I only get plenty water. I only drink plenty water. That's the only thing.
What?
Only plenty water. Nothing at all. Because mostly if I take energy drinks, it doesn't last
short,
for me.
Yeah.
I just make sure my people have water around. Before I go on stage, I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on stage, I drink small.
Yeah.
That's all. Goodness.
To keep the energy running.
Yeah.
Because I don't do anything. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I am just...
Naturally, like that.
Naturally.
Well, like you say, since a kid, you've been like
this. So yeah.
You didn't change.
No, not at all.
All right, so I think I've exhausted my questions. I don't know about you, Heather.
Well, I have not exhausted my questions. I don't know. Haven't you do another song? Is that too much? I know you have a concert to go to.
Yeah, so if you want me to do one song, I can do one more before we go.
Come on.
So let's play Stone Boy. Fancy Gadam featuring Stone Boy. Best Friend.
Best Friend. Do we have it here?
If you don't have it here, you have internet. Get it now.
Yes.
So while Samed is looking for that, how long have you been with these guys here?
My team?
Yeah, your team.
Throughout my career.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. So you're friends together since you're little kids?
Yeah. We're together. And that's why we're multiplying numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. The Gadam Nation is family now.
Gadam Nation. So what does Gadam Nation include?
Yeah, Gadam Nation is...
The philosophy?
The name is Fancy Gadam. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the meaning of my name is Fancy Me. You fancy me?
Mm-hmm.
They fancy me. Everybody fancy me.
So
Fancy Gadam.
So what's Gadam?
Gadam is my name.
Oh, so everybody fancy Gadam.
You know the meaning of fancy, you know?
Now I know.
So Fancy Gadam. Uh-huh. So the Gadam is my name. And then, you know, my fan base is the Gadam Nation.
So what's your real name, your birth name?
Yeah, so my birth name is Ahmed Mujahid Bello. It's a family name, mm-hmm. but my name is Mujahid.
Mujahid.
Yeah, Mujahid simple means a warrior.
Ah, well, that's true. You're living up to your name.
Hey.
I think our song is ready.
All right.
So let's go.
Fancy
let's
featuring Stoneboy.
Stoneboy.
The song featuring Stone Boy, beautiful one, best friend. She might not be my lover, but she loves me more than my lover.
More than you, yeah. That's what you were saying. Plus, my girl.
Who's your best friend? But yeah. She's a platonic friend, mm-hmm. and you know, that's not intimidating. It's just, you know, she's just around you. Whatever you need from her, she can do it. But there's no sex in between you
right.
and the person.
Yeah.
She's just your friend.
Yeah.
But she loves and care more than the one you are even dating.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Then she should be more than just a friend.
Aha. Uh-huh. No, she's just a friend.
I mean, do you really even believe that?
Come on.
Serious. Can girls and guys really just be friends?
Oh, come on. It happens. Platonic
to
friend.
A point, and then it breaks down.
Nothing will happen. She's just a friend.
Yeah.
She cares for you like... You know,
but don't you love that?
Your room is dirty. She come around, clean for you. She cook for you.
That's more than a friend.
She's just a friend.
That is
not. She's just a friend. No. Somebody who loves you will not do that for you, but your friend is doing it. It simply means the person is loving you more than your girlfriend.
Because she loves you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm having a great time.
So we're still here, Diamond 93.7 FM, and had a Maxwell from DOA and Fancy Gadam in the studios. Exciting, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure that the vibe is out there.
Yeah.
I just like it's in here.
It's fun in
you know,
here.
Even with the AC, some people are sweating.
Yeah. Especially
So how did you guys enjoy New York? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was my first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of the city?
It's so nice. The place is nice.
Was it too big?
The only thing I noticed is some areas you don't see people walking. It's just cars.
That's true.
Oh yeah, you will not see anybody going. It's just cars, plenty cars. You don't see anybody like this. You understand? But some areas you see a lot of people walking. You see, was it Manhattan? I was living there. That was where my hotel was.
Oh yeah.
It was so busy. And they have beautiful buildings.
Yeah.
And beautiful girls too, you know.
What about the food? Did you look for the African food restaurants or were you eating
actually,
American?
Actually, I didn't like... I was going to African restaurants to eat. Yeah.
All the time?
All the time, yeah.
Did they know you?
Definitely.
Well, but if they're from, like, say they're from Nigerian Ethiopia, they're not going to know you.
Oh, no. Not,
right.
Not that. I eat Ghanaian food. Ghanaian, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Fancy, can you wrap it up with this song, Trust in Me?
Wow,
a very beautiful song.
Okay.
And a very inspirational song. That's one of the songs that almost all the time I'll play over and over again.
It's an older song, not from the new album.
No, it's not from the new
Trust
album.
Trust in Me. Is it in English?
No, it's not in English.
Do you ever sing in English?
No, I do, but I do in pidgin.
Yeah, pidgin.
So that everybody can understand.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we can all understand. Yeah. And this is a song that really, you know, kind of motivates me most times, you know, telling me that, yeah.
When you're doing things and some people are losing trust in you, that people think you can't do it. Forget them and concentrate. They're going to make it. Yeah.
And someday they're going to trust in you.
Yeah. And one day they will trust in you. Yeah. Yeah.
Madam, zelle kutu boxi, zupele zanchang yin tavel masham. Kutu wenga samle, pursun chella banda voti ne bambu to voti. Kale suri nite kuku jashi, nite kuku jashi ma. Shada zambia ne bubuni, don kulian nang kadidi. Dama le sudan le, sasa yele kibi change. Shada lose trust in me, kashab ni believe in me. Shaga yel yan me kutu di Kafasuma yel mani shikandi Shaga lose trust in me Kashab me believe in me Shaga yel yan me kutu di Kafasuma yel mani shikandi Suna so susake ni Abinda ala ya rubuta Ilimina Allah ya bani sadaka baburuwanmu da masu hasada don muda Allah ke hadaka ke mun kare yo mu palaka gobu disafi zamna mane to je mu na fici yo mu palaka gobu disafi zamna mane to je mu na fici to yo di mama ne ka bacheki an mun shel kamza ku to walgiti ake mani ye to ka bayara ko mun yi la ka to fi ka bashara eta ne celebrate ya shi mama ne ka bazan eta ne celebrate to ma ya shi mama ne ka bazan ti ta dare ya kan baba ba yoli ji ya kayar ni baba lori baba lori allemiti baba lori allemiti shaga lose trust in me Kashab me believe in me Shaga yel yan kutu di Kafasuma yel mani shikandi Yukobile ni kanda kukuli Kiripa ina ma nangunyel Mbini yana shami ya kifili Mbini ni wisu kali Paranda titala mwazalgi
So this is a beautiful song, and before it was released, I think he got his first nomination at the Ghana Music Awards, and there was tension over here in the northern region.
Yeah.
People didn't believe that he could win the awards, you know, and after he went, got all the awards. How many awards did he get?
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah, three awards.
This was
2 or 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he brought the three awards to Tamale. The way people came out to welcome him was just something else. A lot of people on the street. The whole town was like filled with people, and you never know where they are coming from. Just to welcome this young man.
Yeah, and you know, when I got the nomination, it was like, you know, that was the first time artists from Tamale got a nomination at, like, you know, the whole Ghana music industry, you understand? So when they nominated me, it was like, oh, these people, Masika now can't win this because they will not give him to him, no matter what. So I was new in the industry because that was my first time getting nomination. So my team was like, my brother, we can't win this award, so let's just forget about it. I told them that, to be honest, this award, I am going to win it. And they said, how? I told them, I have fans, I have people who love me, and I have people who support me. They would never let me down. So they are going to vote for me to win. And they was like, even if they vote, we are not in Accra.
Not enough.
We are in the north. Everything is based in Accra. The organizers are in Accra. And you know, organizers do have say in the award scheme, you know.
Yeah,
apart from the public vote, they have board members who can also do what, you know, make a decision on. And we didn't know anybody. So I told my fans, yo, you guys know Fancy Gadam are based in the northern region. I don't know anybody in Accra. It's you that I know. So vote. Let them confuse. Let them see the votes and say, ah, no, this guy.
We can't cheat him.
We can't cheat. And that was what happened exactly. I was in the auditorium, and the CEO of the Vodafone Ghana, she was asking about me. She wanted to see, who is this young man? Who is that guy? So they came and called me when I went to her. And she said, I just want to be sure you are in the building. So I started getting some hopes. This woman, I don't know. So how if you did, like, how you want to know Fancy Gadam?
Yeah.
Then I went back and sat. So when it reached my category, it was like, hey. And they mentioned my name. My head was itching. I said, hey, what's happened? Then we rise to the stage and then we just delivered our speech, and the whole north was like, this is the first time Northern Artists won an award in Accra, like, you know, the whole Ghana. It was so amazing. So when I was coming home, I didn't tell anybody I was coming home. Before I see on the street thousands of people, I said, wow, beautiful. And from then I keep on going, like, you know, the fan base keep on increasing each and every day. So I always thank Almighty Allah for the blessing. And then the fan base, I can't do without you guys. You guys are making me who I am. I know you are watching this video. Share the video. Let the world know there's somebody called Fancy Gadam. Gadam Nation, Tukuzami!
Alright, so Herta, I think time fast spent. We gotta wrap it here.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you too. Thank you too. We are together. We are together now.
Yeah. I'm a Fancy Gadam. I Fancy Gadam.
Yeah, you Fancy Gadam.
All right, I think before Fancy leave, you have to be inducted in Gadam Nation.
So yeah. When I say Tikuzami, Tikuzami, you say Tibijuara. Tikuzami!
Tibijuara.
So officially now you are part of the Gadam Nation.
All right. Yes. So that was my interview with Fancy Gadam from Tamale, Northern Ghana. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, the last edition, peeps, of 2019. This next song is another big hit from the year out of Kenya. It's called Extravaganza, and it's by Soul Generation.
Wakaja na umati
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, everybody. That was Extravaganza by Soul Generation. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we've got time for just one more song of 2019. Here is Margaret Cephas with Papa God. Yes, that was Margaret Cephas from Sierra Leone with Papa God. All right, and with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Also, a big thanks to Salem Solomon for joining me for Song of the Week, Tilobin by Rahel Getu from Ethiopia, and also a big thank you to Diamond FM in Tamale, Ghana, and Samed Gaida, and especially Fancy Gadam. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week. In the new 2020, stay beautiful and Happy New Year.